We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. I am Bart Winkler, and this is the Bart Winkler Show. We are broadcasting live from Odyssey, Milwaukee. I'm in the studio today as I was doing a CBS Sports radio shift tonight and decided to do the post game from the studio. Now, I'm actually kind of annoyed because I should be home right now. The Bucks were up 25 points at one point, and I thought, oh boy, if I drive home, I'm going to be cutting it close at the end of the, I want to be live as soon as this game ends. I'm going to be cutting it close if I leave now. And wow, it's 35 minutes after my show ended on CBS. And now I could have been home 15 minutes ago, but the Bucks did win. Okay, that is exciting. The Bucks did get a victory over the Heat, 122-114. Jimmy Butler does not play in the fourth quarter. Kevin Love doesn't play in the fourth quarter. Thomas Bryant, who started, doesn't play in the fourth quarter. And the fourth quarter saw the Heat score 41 points. So if there's concerns, if there's problems, if there's questions that you want to talk about, I mean, really, I think the Bucks went cold and the Heat got hot. And then, you know, this game just got prolonged afterwards. This game got prolonged where it was like, it's over. It was over. Game was over. But then the Bucks fuck up an inbound and then a 5-second call. It's like, do you not have anywhere to be? I mean, do you not want to rush home and get to the locker room and see the ending of Monday Night Raw? Like, what the fuck? End this game already. And finally, they end this game. It is great to be with you on this fine post-game show. If you want to join, you're always welcome to do that. We can also talk other stuff. I think the World Series is on. Are we watching the World Series? Lowest ratings ever. Is that what we talk about after game one and maybe game two as well? And now Adolis Garcia left, so we'll see if the Diamondbacks can take advantage. The luckiest fucking team on earth. Yeah, I'm still bitter about losing to them. Also, Craig Counsell now interviewing in Cleveland. Who's got a managerial opening? Anybody, come one, come all. You want to talk to Craig? He's looking for work. Well, what's Mark going to do? The Mets already offered him a job. What's Mark going to do? Wait until he signs a new contract and then call him up? You shouldn't be letting him get this far. Come on. The other Bucks thing, and I won't make it too much of the show. We can talk some Bucks. But Eric asked, how's that Bally's stream? Jeremy says, Bally's is beyond trash. Bullshit. Daniel says, screw Bally Sports. Matt says, I don't get what's happening. So what's happening is sometime on Monday, Bally Sports refreshed their whole system. The website was clearly different than any time I've ever seen it, and they wanted me to update the app. Now, if you're on TV, Bally Sports worked. I want to be clear about this. I was trying to watch the game while I'm in this room. There's no TVs in here. I got to pull up shit on my computer. Here's an illegal stream of Monday Night Football. I got to pull up shit on my computer and I'm trying to pull up Bally Sports and it's not happening. And I don't know what the problem is. I have DirecTV at home. I can watch Bally's. It's one of the reasons I think if you're in this state, you need cable because you can't trust the Bally Sports app. And I, are they on YouTube? Are they on whatever? I don't know. But finally, I got, and then the problem was I tried DirecTV Stream. I tried to log on my DirecTV. It wasn't giving me Bally either. Finally, it did. But I bitched about Bally Sports. I said, bring back Fox Sports Wisconsin, which is evergreen. They should anyway. And then you don't need to tell me to, I have cable. Don't tell me not to get cable. Balla says, great work on WISN this morning. Had to look up your tweets after I went on Channel 12 and Jaron said, I saw you tweeting about this. I said, don't mention my Twitter on air. I'm trying to be professional. Twitter's bad. Bad. Jake says, does Giannis know how to set a proper screen? So I did not see the first quarter. And then I saw kind of in and out the second and third. And so what I can talk about the most is the fourth quarter. I can box score read a little bit. I might need you guys to help me out and pick up the pieces on what happened in the second and third. But this seemed to be a game that was going smoothly. Again, I was going to rush home and try to get home before the end of the game. But why? They were up 25 and it was going to end. And this was going to be an easy victory, I thought, for the Bucks. And then the bench mob for them, our bench mob was great. There's a few guys tweeting that they want to call the unit, our second unit with Dame. They just want to call it the Portland Trailblazers. I don't hate it. Maybe we can put in something Milwaukee in there, but I certainly don't hate it. I think that is great that when you have Giannis out there and you try to stop him, now you've got a unit with Dame. I do think that the best, obviously, this is not talking out of school, but the best way for them to be successful is when Giannis and Damian Lillard are on the court together and can use their strengths to really exploit teams. That's the absolute best thing we want. But also, it's nice that when there's just a Damian Lillard lineup, you think you get a break because Giannis comes off the court, but then Dame comes on. So I think you can use that to your advantage too. And it looked like the Bucks were doing that. They were beating the Heat as we know them. And then this unit of fucking annoying ass white guys, Jimmy Neutron, was hitting bullshit threes again. What did he finish with? 15 for Duncan. Tyler Hero had 35 points. What did these guys have, a chip on their shoulder that they didn't get traded for Dame? Which didn't make sense. I mean, whatever. How did we finish? Bucks, Dame rebounded, got better. Sunday night rough, 7 of 14, 2 of 7 from 3, 9 of 11 from the stripe, 25 points. Giannis, 33 and 7. He had a block, a huge block, and he was 8 for 11 from the free throw line. Son of a biscuit. My DirecTV was okay. LOL, you have cable, one of those landlines too. First of all, landlines are important. I used to sell phones, and here's what I would tell you. You'd say, why do I need a phone? I'd say, well, what if you lost your cell phone? Don't you want to know how to find it? Call your cell phone. I'd say, what about an emergency? You got to run for your phone? And don't you want your kids to memorize a phone number and not two phone numbers? And then they said, I don't want phone. And then I said, well, I can give you phone if I can give you TV and internet for $130, or I can give you TV and internet and phone for $70. And they go, that doesn't make any fucking sense. And I go, yep, but what our company's going to do is jack up those rates right away and really fuck you over. And I get a better commission. I have wronged many people in my life. I'll probably go to hell just for working at a cable company alone. Here's a comment that you guys can talk about yourselves with. KJ said, Bucks won this game against Hero and a bunch of others in the second half. Yeah. TV Fanatic, the defense needs to tighten up. Yeah. Happy Place Hemp is going to tighten up your brain, make it feel good. Happy Place Hemp, promo code BART, 25% off every order. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART. That website will work much more reliable than your shitty goddamn fucking Bally's app. 25% off every order. The THC, the Delta 8, Delta 9, CBD, CBDN, the nighttime ones. I'll take one of those tonight when I get home. I want to plop right down and pass out, even though I did take a 3-hour nap today. Don't tell my wife. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hot take, Jake.
What up?
I should have wore that hat tonight. I got a very similar hat to you.
Hey, I'll trade you hats. That hat right there is money. I need that.
It's a purple winter hat. I wore it on Channel 12 today.
Where did you get it? I've never seen that one.
I got it at the Bucks Pro Shop.
Oh, so it's like $75, I'm guessing?
Yeah, but did you hear my story about that? I did a survey. I do every survey that hits my email, and I did a survey for the Bucks, and then they gave me a $250 gift card.
What?
Yeah.
That's horse shit.
And I was like, should I buy presents with this? Should I like buy something and give it away on the show? And then I was like, fuck that, man. I need new hats and shirts.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have done the same thing, or I would have done like, I'm not going to spend, you know, money on like something commemorative. But if that was just handed to me, I'd be like, okay, maybe I'll spend $100 more and get this thing I would never normally get.
So what do you think tonight?
Well, first things first, my Bally Sports app was money. And speaking of money, that Jay Money guy with the Lisa comment, I watch him in the comment section. He desperately, desperately wants attention. I think he called me a snowflake yesterday, which is ironic because people that use that term are the ones that are offended by everything. And then
Jay Money thinks that Lisa uses a deeper voice than she's supposed to.
He's just an incel. I know his type. He also, I think, was using the term alpha and beta. And if there is a such thing as an alpha in this world, I guarantee you the two terms they don't use are alpha and beta.
I actually, this is me pretending to have a deep voice. I actually really sound like Mickey Mouse. But for the radio, I have to disguise it.
Now, you have a good radio voice, but, you know, we'll just leave it at that.
I'm also told I have a face for radio, which isn't that bad of an insult like the first 800 times it was used in history. The problem that I have with that insult is everyone uses it as if it's the first time it's ever been spoken. So
I can take you back to my bartending days. So obviously my name is Jake. What do you think the first thing out of every drunk idiot's mouth was when they found out my name?
I'm going to go with Jake the Snake.
No, close. It was, are you Jake from State Farm?
What?
Yeah, that the number one thing. People love Jake from State Farm in this state.
I get Bart Simpson, Henry Winkler, who's celebrating his 78th birthday as we're talking. So happy birthday, Dad.
What's All right. two pretty cool people that, like, you know, be associated yeah. with Bart Simpson and the Fonz?
Daniel says Damian Lillard bounce back game. It certainly was.
Yeah. Keep going with the comments. I'll let you finish up.
CNIP says this team is missing Grayson. Dame plus Giannis don't have the horsepower to pull away. I don't know what this is in reference to. Bart is 100% one of those outsiders that ruined Halloween for us on State Street in 05. State Street, I was there every year, 03, 04, 05, 06, so possible.
What was the big Madison party for Halloween every year? There was like a house party.
Oh, I don't know.
No, maybe it was Marquette. I can't remember. I used to go to some big stupid thing.
Never once did I party at Marquette, ever.
I'm pretty sure I accidentally got roofied in Marquette. Oh, can I say that and still get... I don't want to demonetize you.
I don't know. I don't know what
we'll happened. Find out.
Because of whatever happened, I made $1.87 on my Packers stream.
What's the normal take?
Like YouTube gives me like $10.
All right, so something, yeah. That,
it's really.
It was the Matt comment.
I'm trying to tell my wife I can make a career out of this. I got YouTube money, and then it's like.
You make one comment about one thing, and sure enough.
Don't say nothing. Talk about the Bucks.
Okay, fine. Yeah, they're still getting used to things. Obviously, Dame having a much better game tonight than last night. I think he did have something to prove to Pat Riley more than anybody. Like, what the hell were you thinking? But yeah, I think they're only going to get better. I love the spacing. I love that. And I alluded to this after opening night, was that they're going to be so like frenetic and like, they're going to be so like pesky on the ball this year that in these early games, they're going to get called for a lot of fouls. But eventually this subconscious thing is going to happen with the referees where the Bucks are, that's just going to be their identity and they're not going to call a lot of fouls on them. So I like the thinking from Griffin in that matter. I believe I called it the Legion of Boom effect because that's how Seattle got away with that in football for so long, is just commit penalties on every play. They can't call it every play. I liked what I saw from Crowder tonight. He hit some shots. Connaughton, I guess, looked better by default because I don't know how you could look much worse. Green went total opposite mode. He had the two early threes last night.
Early minutes for Green, and he was 0 for 4, 0 for 3 from 3.
So my guess is we won't see him until maybe mid-March once they clinch something. But that's okay. They've got the horses. I continue to like what I see from Beasley. He's a lot more active than I thought he was going to be on defense. Even Dame, I think, is really taking it to heart that he's got to be a little bit better defender moving forward. And again, I think a lot of it is the scheme that they're trying to employ where it's just like be, you know, hair on fire at all times. Giannis did his thing. So Matt, there you go. You can be happy tonight. You know, you don't have to be sad. And overall, I guess the only negative is that, God, it's like an epidemic with this team where you just can't hit your foot on the gas long enough. Apparently it wasn't a Budenholzer thing. Like, they can't just put a team away. Always have to let it back into the game, which I guess if you have Giannis and Dame on your fantasy team, that's a good thing.
Well, one positive Griff comment, Griffin using his timeouts at the end to stop the runs. Bud would not have used them in that situation. Jay Money says Jake calling me out was unnecessary. That's something a beta would say, honestly.
Yeah.
TV Fanatic says, I'm happy Portis played great, got them going. He had a nice stretch. It was late first, early second. Portis finished with 16 points, 8 boards, and brought some energy. I'm going to go on a fact-finding mission on Friday, so I'll be live again after Wednesday, but again, I'll be doing a show and trying to watch on Bally's shitty fucking app. But on Friday, I'll be at the game. I'll be at the first ever in-season tournament. And when I'm not at the bar missing quarters of action at a time, I will be really watching the lineups and rotations that he uses. I still have not been able to feast my eyes on just dissecting the rotations. I do see some complaints about some of the rotations. Again, in the early part of the season, I think experimentation is key. I think he's got to see how these guys work with each other. And he doesn't have like the built-in knowledge of 4 years of rotations, 5 years of rotations that Bud does. Bud knew what he liked and knew what he liked with who, to a fault perhaps. But I think Griff's going to figure it out. Also, you have Dame and Giannis. Like, what three guys work well with them? I think Middleton and Lopez, we can say, are in there. That's why they're the starters. But is the fifth guy Beasley at times? Do you want to do different lineups? So I think there will be lineups that we see that we're very worried about and question. And if they don't work, I hope we just don't go back to them. But I'm all for the experimentation of the lineups.
Yeah, I don't want to forget to give Bobby some props. It was nice to have the old Bobby, it looked like, tonight. I'm not super, super optimistic on that three-point shot coming back. I think maybe he just had an outlier year, the one year where he was like 42 from three or whatever it was. And I'm not worried about Middleton, but it is like, hey, you don't look great so far. And I was told he was in shape to start the season, or the best shape of his life. And You know, I know that you're going to get, you know, they're working his minutes up like he's a pitcher for some reason. But I'd still like to see a little bit of production in those limited minutes that he does have.
So game one, he played 16 minutes and he had 6 points. And then tonight he had 17 minutes and he had 5 points and he took a total of 9 shots between the two games. He does have 9 assists, a couple of steals. It's just, yeah, it's not, I don't know. It feels like we're being lied to. It feels like, is he healthy? Is he ready or not? And so is he going to play Wednesday? He probably won't play Wednesday. You know, he'll play Friday because it's a NBA Cup game and they need to be full strength.
Yeah. Maybe that's a mandate or something, but I'm really,
did you see the video the NBA put out?
Which one?
Where, cause these games are going to have alternate courts.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm so glad you brought that up.
With like the trophy in the middle.
Yeah, they don't even put the finals trophy on the court anymore.
No.
The hell?
So the,
it's hideous.
And it's all these guys like not really being that excited about it. They're just like, hey, like Kevin Durant, I'll play some of it.
Is it like the Dan Marino commercial from back in the day?
He's like, wow, we're playing in purple. And Steph's like, cool, the trophy we're all playing for. Oh, it'll be dope. Cool. And then Porzingis is like, oh, that's interesting. And that was good enough. That was one of the comments good enough to put into the package. So that's, I don't know. Like, the NBA, again, with the NBA Cup or whatever it is, it's forced. He's trying to do something that he doesn't have the ability to do. They don't. It's not England. It's not soccer. It doesn't matter what you advertise. It's going to come down to what the players treat it. If they treat it and have fun with it, we'll have fun with it. If they don't, we won't. But you can't force it down our throat. It's either going to happen and be fun organically or it's not. Don't make it like this alternate. You're trying too hard already. Just the fact that they have an alternate court, you're trying too hard. And so I'm leaning towards hating it, but I will go to the game and have a full report next week.
And, you know, the alternate courts are, every single one of them is an eyesore. Like the Bucks court has some weird Seattle Seahawks lime green thing going on. Like it's just hideous to look at. I don't understand the significance of that. Like, do they think that's going to drum up excitement because they're playing on a different court?
I think they do. The players are, Kevin Durant's more motivated now because he's playing on a purple court.
I don't know, maybe that's just like throwing darts at the dartboard blind. Like, what else could we do? Like, oh, try this. I don't know. It seems like an awfully big waste of resources to do a completely for what I think or what I hope is a one and done situation with this NBA Cup. It's just, I don't see any upside whatsoever.
Here's some comments on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Stalis Tom says, don't care if this is the Bucks post game. My wife won't listen to me anymore. The Packers are becoming the Nebraska of the NFL, and I'm not ready for that.
Your wife won't listen anymore? I mean, that's a win that she ever did in the first place. That's pretty cool.
I got a little Packer thing later we'll do. Legend says, need Portis, Beasley, and all these bench players to consistently play like this. Portis was good tonight. Bart, we need an intervention on the way you pronounce experiment. Experiment. What's wrong with
experiment.
That?
Experiment.
Do I say experiment sometimes?
I don't know. It sounded right to me. Hold on. I'll play Matt. Experiment. Wait, what is that? What are you talking about? What is that? I don't know what that is.
Legends also says, at this point, will Middleton ever be healthy enough to help us make a run? Especially in the playoffs, we're going to need him bad. Damon Giannis.
Don't know.
Great. But they will need a healthy Middleton to win a finals. I'll say that.
Also, Legends on your avatar, second best version of the Big Red Machine right there. Original Kane was the best, but that was pretty good too.
Q says he believes he'll be back full time in December. Is that a report, Q? Or is that
gut feeling?
Gut feeling. Do the Bucks lose if Bam played tonight? Bam did not play. Nah, Bam's kind of soft.
Yeah, I don't know. Bam is like, he's a tough nut to crack because there are nights when, I mean, it's he has this intangible thing and his energy, like the Heat feed off of it. But then there's other nights, and I feel like it's more often the times that I've seen him than that, where like he definitely looks like just a guy.
I keep looking over my shoulder because I'm trying to see, make sure the Lions win. I need them for my Survivor. Jeffrey says, Post Malone is doing halftime of Packers Lions. That was actually Jack Harlow. Same difference.
That's a real Matt moment for me. What are we talking? I don't know what this is. What?
I say fur instead of four. Don't do that to me.
Yeah, we can't do this. We're going to start picking apart every, like, we're from Wisconsin. It's bound to happen.
Yeah, I got national radio and I say shit like, that ain't nothing. Like, that's not a sentence.
You know what I love? Do you remember the Dahmer documentary? Or not documentary, the Dahmer movie on Netflix?
I got to be honest with you, I watched none of that shit.
Well, it was whatever. I understand both sides of the equation for people that were mad or really loved it. But the one thing that I found to be so entertaining is people were praising the lead actor's performance. And like from the opening line, he sounds so over the top with the Wisconsin accent, where I think the line is like, hey, can I buy some buddies? My buddies over here, some PBRs. And I'm like, okay, we don't sound like that. There's no way.
Do you ever see that movie, The 60-Yard Line?
60-Yard Line. I know.
It's set in Green Bay.
I think I've heard of this. It's like a bad Hallmark movie. Like
Ellerson's in it.
Yeah, a bunch of old Packers were in it, right?
Yeah, and the girl's accent is so fucking over the top.
It's sad.
Brutal. Brutal.
There's no way we actually sound like that.
Well, here's our, we got our Bucks insider to join the show. Q with the breaking
news. What's up, guys?
That there he is.
And will be
at the campfire, it looks like.
For November.
There we go. That is professional.
Just getting back from the game.
So you're reporting that full healthy Middleton by December.
I swear I read that in like an Athletic piece that's the goal, is to work his minutes back.
Bart, sorry, I don't want to interrupt. You look like the drunken elf from Bad Santa or something like
that. I thought he's getting Smurf vibes with the hat like that.
Yeah
or like shit. Yeah. No, put it back on. Put it back on.
The only thing that's good about me is my Four Golf shirt, which is comfy and good for my dad bod. ForGolfApparel.com.
New sponsor?
Four Golf's been with us.
They've been with us for like a year.
Yeah,
I missed that one somehow.
Bought any of this shit? Someone buy something.
I'm in too good a shape to be a golfer.
Promo code BART, 10% off.
Too much of an athlete to play golf.
I'll even put, here we go.
Yeah.
There.
Okay.
Okay. Buy some shit.
Sorry, go ahead, Q. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
So,
I wanted to go as Marv for Halloween and my son to go as Kevin McAllister.
I saw Marv and Harry on weird trick or treating.
My wife
was awesome.
Had to be Harry, and she's like, "Fuck that."
I feel like
that was the exact scenario. The wife was Marv, and the husband was Marv, and the wife was Harry.
Yeah,
you would be such a good painted Marv. Like, you know, when he gets paint on him,
I would do the iron.
Yeah, the iron.
That'd be classic.
And have somebody throw bricks at you. Like, have your son throw bricks.
You know I'm all about authenticity, so I would actually burn my face.
And electrocute yourself? Like,
yeah.
And then your son would be like, and then the spider never saw his parents again.
Yeah, does that mean he never saw his parents anymore?
Okay.
Give me a game report, Q.
Jake, I appreciate all your Bucks takes, but let's not bring the Chris Middleton sliding back. Like, he's on a minutes restriction. He played 17 minutes tonight and had 5 assists. So
it's not sliding. It's an observation.
I guess what I'm trying to say before you defend yourself is please lower your expectations. He's on a minutes restriction. There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can say on this podcast will lift that minutes restriction. So
but my point is, even if it's 10 minutes, we should hope to have 10 productive minutes.
Assists are very productive when you have two top 75 players on your roster.
No, I'm down with that. It looked like everything was a struggle for him offensively.
If he took 8 shots, you'd say he's shooting too much. You got Dame and Giannis.
Yeah. So
if he made 5 of them, I'd be cool with it.
In 17 minutes, he had 5 assists and 5 points, and I think 2 rebounds. Like, that's pretty productive when, like, the game's hardly started. Like, he didn't play a minute in the second half. So, I don't know. I guess I'm going to defend Chris until the spring, just like I did last year. I think Chris was probably our best player in the playoffs last year. And I think he took a lot of heat that was unwarranted all season long for an injured player. And he definitely came back on a discount this year. So I don't know. I'm going to
Tom says him. Watching the game tonight, telling myself we still need a 3, can't trust Middleton.
Yeah. And I guess anyone who's listening, just cool it on the Chris slander. Like, he's going
to
be fine.
Isn't it such like a default thing to do? Like, just, Bucks are fine. They won. Let's shit on Chris.
Yeah. I don't understand it. And like, I think Bobby had a great game. I appreciated your comments, Bart, on the lineups. Today, watching it in person, I think he's not setting offensive lineups. I think that Griff is setting defensive lineups, which is kind of interesting because I think that's not what Bud did. So I don't feel like I'm used to this. Hey, there we go. Thank you, Zach. Chris Middleton.
I will say good. The Bucks fan base is a little sensitive about Chris Middleton.
Jay Money thinks the podcast would be more entertaining if we debated a little more.
Didn't we just do that?
What are these guys doing? They don't agree on something. They're talking about it.
This literally looks like every ESPN debate show now. Like,
I set it up to look like a debate show.
Except, Bart, you're not a hot like white Marv. Lady.
Oh, can I bitch about someone?
Yeah.
Pat McAfee, you know what I'm sick of with him?
Pat McAfee? Yeah, I'm sick of him too.
The bullshit when he...
Wait, hold on. Can we pause? What part isn't bullshit? That is all he is.
The bullshit when he says something definitively, like Gutekunst is an idiot. He said that. And then today I saw a clip. He's like, then all I said, Gutekunst is an idiot. Or no, he didn't say that. He goes, and all I happened to mention, like, what if the Packers thought he was an idiot? I'm just asking. I'm just wondering. Like, if you say something and people attack you for it, that's what you said. So either,
wow.
Like, just don't. He does it on every fucking thing. And I don't like that he does that.
That's a trend, Bart. That's a thing that it's big right now in the world where people will want to say, oh, you're trying to censor my free speech, but then get upset because there's consequences to their free speech. People don't like the consequences of their actions. They feel like they should be able to get away with whatever they want.
I appreciate Stephen A. in moments like that because he doubles down on anything.
Yeah, don't be like, oh, yeah. And then you got all his boys, all 10 of them are like, yeah, what are people like? That's not, it's whatever. So that's my issue.
That show is the equivalent of dogs sniffing each other's asses. Like, it's just, it's, I don't know. I feel like it's hard to judge a book by its cover, but I feel like most people that enjoy that show, I don't feel like I would get along very well with them.
The other thing I want to shit on, to go back to something we already brought up, but it needs to be said again, is Bally Sports. The app is pure shit. And I'm talking about the app that people buy and subscribe to. I'm talking about the app that I use to then plug in my DirecTV credentials. I'm talking about the website itself. Any way that people try to get Bally Sports not on a TV is pure shit. And they're so fucking bad that they have tired us down. They are so bad that it's like, oh, Bally's is not working yet. And, you know, there's a little more momentum about it tonight, but we'll all go back to normal. Like, Bally's fucking sucks. It sucked ever since. Like, Fox Sports was fine, but Midwest Sports Channel was where it's at. And these games should be on Channel 24 and 18, if you ask me.
I feel like they should go bankrupt. Oh, wait. They did.
Although, shout out to a certain cameraman that does watch and listen to the show. He told me beforehand, he was going to try to put Tony in Texas on TV. And if you did not see, Tony in Texas was on TV.
Tonight. He was? That's awesome.
Yeah. So
I was looking for him on the big screen. I didn't see him on there.
Who was with him?
More Bucks
I don't know who was with him. He was some guy in a Badger jersey.
I thought he was with Tyler Hero's dad, he said.
Maybe that is, yeah.
No, Tyler Hero's dad's not wearing a Badger jersey.
Maybe he's wearing it ironically.
He's wearing he's wearing a Badgers jersey right until tip-off, and then he takes it off. It's a Kentucky jersey.
Dame is trying so hard on defense. Like, he gets visibly upset every time he's scored on. I think that he's deferring a little too much. And I guess I didn't stay up late to watch all of his games in Portland, but I'd be really interested to find out what. No, I watch all the Bucks games. And then after the games, I call in here.
I'm just kidding.
But I don't feel like he's passing. I never got the sense that he passed this much in Portland. It seems like he's deferring too much. And I just want somebody on the coaching staff to just be like, if it's not Giannis, take the shot. Because there were several occasions today where he could have jacked up a shot, which if anyone has the right to just jack up a shot early in the shot clock, it's him. And then like Beasley would brick it or Pat would brick it. I feel like it's still early in the year, but it's very hard to judge the offense with these it feels like patchwork lineups. But the limited minutes that we did have with the starting five today, I thought the offense looked great. And I think it was because Chris was out there as an extra facilitator. I don't know when Dame's not there, when Chris isn't there, it seems like we need another person that can create a shot for themselves or somebody else on the team.
Like James Harden.
I mean, that would be ridiculous.
No.
If we traded for James Harden, that would be unreal. Also, did it seem like they were showcasing Hero today?
The Heat?
No. Yeah. No. No, never. They never even wanted to trade him. He was never available. Just ask Pat Riley.
It felt to me like
Didn't they play anybody in the fourth quarter? Like, I guess when you're down and then the bench comes back, you just ride the bench out, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Joe said, my concern is not being worried about anything until the spring. It assumes we're going to walk into the finals. Last year, we had that same mentality and ended up being bounced in the first.
Because Giannis got hurt. Asterix.
Luke says, good to see Andy Herman shouting out my love take on his weekly discussion with Nagler today. Well, good, because I do end up mentioning Andy Herman 2 to 3 times a show, as we love his work. Andy is a Blue Wire boy. And, of course, I love Nags again.
I just want to shout out Packers Twitter in general. I feel like we're a very, very spoiled fan base when it comes to people that I don't want to maybe not cover the team, but that like kind of do it
I
on their own.
I compared Packer fans on CBS tonight to a very Republicans and Democrats mentality. Not that if you're a Republican, you have this take, or if you're a Democrat, you have this take, but there's Give Love a Chance is one political party. And Love Fucking Sucks, we're done forever, is another political party, and nobody will see eye to eye.
I want to just make sure that I'm not mincing words here. I'm not giving any love to the fan base. The fan base sucks, but the actual people that cover it, like Andy and Ken Ingles, and we just have a lot of guys like that that do a really, really good job of getting in-depth with it. Even Mr. Bukowski, excuse me. Pete Bukowski, like I don't know. Nags obviously is the shit. I love Nags. Not so much Corey, but in general, I feel like we have a lot of really, really good outlets there to keep us engaged and give us real information.
Did you guys cover the Gary contract yet?
No, Matt left a voicemail. I'm going to play in a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to bring in Joe, who is in Iowa. Our friend Joe.
Hey, Joe.
What up, Joe?
Team Rogers?
What's happening? So I feel like, texts get mistranslated and things like that. So I just needed to say to Q, like, I wasn't trying to like pick a fight, but I do feel like last year we were like, we don't have to worry about anything. Like, we're going to walk into the finals. Everything's going to be great. And, like, I get that Giannis got hurt and that was a fluke. But that can't be our mentality again this year. Like, we gotta think through how the season goes leading up until the spring. Like, we've got this silly, whatever it is, this in-season tournament. Figure that out. But, and tonight we played great. I was listening to the show from yesterday, this morning, and I was like, no, we cannot have that mentality going into this season again.
I think, well, I appreciate that. And I think I'm going to give them a little more grace this year, just because we have a first year head coach. We just lost Terry Stotts, and like, there's a lot of new blood. Like, even incorporating Jay into this lineup as much as they have, like, that he's basically like having a new player just because he didn't play at all last year. And then like Dame, and then Chris is hurt. So like, it just feels like it's going to take us until like December or January to really understand what we're going to be as a team.
And I get I agree with that, but like, I don't want it to be like, oh, we're not going to worry about anything until then. Like, if the wheels start falling off.
I respect that mindset, but I also look at it, even just coming into this season, I don't necessarily think that's on the table, because just what they did this offseason in making that move, just, you know, they probably could have said, well, you know, we just got to get healthy. We'll bring back Drew and kind of go status quo. I love that they made it. Like, it would have been easy to not make that move, but they actually did it. And I think Giannis is maybe understanding that, well, maybe we've had that mindset the last couple of years. And that was the whole genesis of him putting pressure on the front office. And you bring in a guy like Dame versus a guy like Drew. And I feel like maybe they have similar personalities. Drew is very easygoing. He doesn't really get too rattled one way or the other. But Dame is hungry. Dame knows he needs a championship for his legacy. And just by virtue of that fact alone, I think you have two guys in Giannis and Dame that are going to push each other. So I totally get what you're saying, because the last two seasons, it felt like we took a lot for granted coming off the title. I'm down with that.
I think it's hard to know right now what to react to and like what way to react to it. Like, if we see something we don't like, is that Griff trying something? Is it trying to figure out, what does this look like? Is that Dame and Giannis trying to figure out what to do together? So there's a more, like, if we see something and it reminds us of, oh, it's a shitty rotation, just like Bud did, or, oh, this guy didn't do this, just like last year, I think they're still going to figure that out. And we're not going to really know what this team is going to look like or what they want to look like until maybe the second half of the season.
Yeah, and I get that. Like, the Middleton takes, I don't think, are appropriate. I agree with Q on that. Like, he's gonna figure this out, and he's gonna be on a minute restriction for a while. I mean, I think even by the time you see him on Friday with this first in-game or in-season tournament game, you're gonna see a little bit more minutes out of him. Maybe, I don't know, but I don't think we're going to have the same.
I really wonder how much they give a fuck about that. My guess is zero.
What do you mean? The in season or his minutes restriction?
The in season
game itself.
Oh, the tournament. Oh. Yeah.
I would assume they're just going to treat it with the same level, like a regular season game.
After I saw that like commercial that they did with the guy from Sopranos and all these guys, and I was like, all right, this is clearly no longer a serious situation.
You know what's interesting? So we have like 10 season ticket holders that we sit by, and I was like, who's excited for Friday's in-season game? And like, it was split right down the middle. And I'm excited because it's something different. But, like, I have no idea what to expect. But some people were just like, that is complete nonsense. Like, it's a crock of shit.
And this I'm going to go fucking holders. I'm going to be there. I'm going to go nuts. I'm going to be so pumped up.
Should we paint our chest?
I mean, those guys say that until we win the tournament, and then it's like, I don't know.
Somebody on Twitter had a great thread of it was like the NBA dropped the ball by not having a wearable as the trophy, like a green jacket, a gold jacket, instead of a ring, you know, like a chain around your neck or something, a medallion. Whoa, like
that would be sick.
And they had like a nice thread of like, you could have done this, you could have done this. And I'm like, that'd be, you know, probably something cool for the players, like just something different rather than here's this trophy that's going to go in a case. And 15 years from now, when somebody's walking by, they're going to go, what the fuck is that? And they're like, oh, they tried this tournament thing. And, you know,
we're like,
how much do they get? How much do the players get
that you can't get?
Half a million.
I mean, you could trot me out there for half a million.
Oh, actually, if they gave away like a medallion, like, you know, some bling on a chain instead of like a ring or, a, you know, whatever, a trophy, how fast would it should be up on eBay for the team that wins? Like,
I think I might be rooting for like a team like Boston or Miami to win it just because that'd be
Miami's
fun.
In our bracket.
Yeah. Why are our brackets? Why don't you just have the divisions be the bracket? Because no one knows there's divisions anyway.
Can you do some research on this or bring somebody in that knows what's going on?
I was just going to say, now that I'm talking about it, I realize I know next to nothing about this stupid thing.
Yeah, well, let's keep it that way. I do want to play Matt in the Falls voicemail.
Can't wait.
The Rashawn Gary contract.
I thought Rashawn Gary was going to be a new sponsor.
I'm going to listen to it off the studio.
All right, Joe.
Bye, Joe. Good to see you.
There, Joe.
Matt left a Carl's Place voicemail, Carl of et.com/Bart. Check out your golf simulators. You think you can golf at the end of October? No, you cannot. It will be snowing
tomorrow.
How about that? All right, here's Matt in the Falls.
Hey, what in the ever-loving fuck are we doing? Rashawn Gary, 4 years, $107 million? What? What? We are in no position to be paying a defensive lineman who plays, like, what, 30% of the snaps? $27 million a year? What? We are nowhere, like, that's the deal that you make to, like, put the team over the edge. Like, hey, we're going to bring this guy in, and he's now we're definitely going to win the Super Bowl, like Von Miller or whatever. We are so far away from anything. We have an entire team to build. We're young as shit. We have no talent. We have no depth. And we're spending an outrageous amount. Like, that's quarterback money, almost. That's, I mean, maybe a couple years ago, but for a... Like, it's not baseball. We don't have unlimited money. We cannot be spending that much money on a guy who barely plays. Like, yes, he's incredible when he plays. I get it. I get it that he's really good. He doesn't play enough. The return on investment is not going to be there. This Gutekunst is a fucking idiot.
Was that Pat McAfee?
That was a great call, Matt.
You know, he's that call perfected sucked. He's perfected. CCAM says this caller's an idiot.
Yeah, that sucked.
Tom says Matt's stuck in 2014.
Yeah, how do you not know that that's just how the market works?
I did think Rashawn Gary would be better at this point.
He's really, really good.
Yeah, but what? I thought he'd be better.
Like, how much better could he be? If he's better, he's like one of the top 2 to 3 guys in the league.
But that's what he's getting paid as.
No, he's right around top 5-ish. Okay, is 3, how it breaks 5. Down.
Gold jacket, green jacket.
That's the way it goes, though. The next guy to get paid usually sets a new market. So in that sense, it's probably a good deal.
No, I don't, I'm good with the move. I saw it and I was mildly excited.
Well, and Matt, don't pretend like you know how the salary cap works. You didn't talk about what the guarantees were, how they move the money around. Like, that's such a generic Packer fan thing to do, is just bitch about money.
Everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Well, yeah, everyone's entitled to their ill-informed opinion. Look, you're right.
It's the great Rashawn Gary experiment.
I feel like $15 million is now the new $5 million. Like,
yeah,
in these in the new inflationary world or whatever you want to call it. Like, so what is this, 27?
He was really good last year before, obviously, he got hurt, and he's coming off.
He's still coming back.
Of course, but I thought last year, I thought, like, I was keeping track of his sacks. I thought we might have a sack record candidate.
But it's not. That's like people that think pitchers and wins is an important stat. Like, yes, he wants sacks, but.
I don't need to be a lawyer to know an outrageous contract when I see one. That's from Matt on the comment.
Yeah.
So
outrageous. Give me a break.
That we can discuss more another day. I am going to drive home now.
Where are you?
I'm at Odyssey.
Oh, did you have, oh, you had a night shift?
So yeah, I was done at 9. I said this earlier, but I was done at 9 and then they were up 25. So I'm like, fuck, I'm not going to race home because I'll be on late. And well, then the fourth quarter took 45 fucking minutes.
Oh, the one thing you guys didn't. Sorry, there's one thing we got to cover here. Tony Brothers was the head official. And that's part of the reason the fourth quarter got out of control like that. Is he just decided to start blowing his whistle.
Does he get paid? Then, I don't know if they showed call? It on TV.
I don't know if they showed it on TV, but that. The one where Giannis missed both free throws, which is only happened once tonight. He actually had a good free throw shooting night. But the entire time, Dame and Tony Brothers were going back and forth. And, like, if Dame was a ref, he could have teed up Tony Brothers for the way he was talking to him. It was like a heated exchange. I've never seen two people go at it like that. It was right after Dame got pushed out. Out of bounds, and they called it like he just stepped out. So, but yeah, sorry.
All well, right, there's nothing worse than referees in sports that, like, you can be so bad at your job and have the most job security. And I do want to say, Bart being in the studio, that's like coming back as a ghost to the place where you got murdered. Like,
but this isn't actually my studio.
No,
I did one show in there, and then I broke a chair, so I told Sparky I wouldn't go in there anymore.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Next game is Wednesday against the Raptors. It starts just after 6, so it will end when I'm on the air. I will be here again, but I'll jump on at like 8:57 if you precious boys and girls can wait a few minutes.
I'll be there. I got nothing better to do.
Samesies.
Well, we'll talk Wednesday. Thank you two gentlemen. Thank everybody in the comments and everybody listening to this whenever you listen to it, whether it is in the morning on Halloween or later in the week, or shout out to Vincent in Anaheim. Merry Christmas. I'm joined by Tim Shea. Tim, I want to congratulate you. A lot of people, you know, look forward to and finally get, you know, we're all just hamsters running on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
But you were able to take a vacation. And you know, for some people that is tough. That's it's more of a dream, but you took a nice vacation to Madison, Wisconsin, a place you are every other week anyway. But how was your vacation?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was good. It was a good time.
Was it a 2-day vacation or just a 1-day?
Just a 1-day.
A 1-day vacation.
1-day overnight.
That you had been preparing for.
Since the summer.
Yeah, since the summer. Because at one point in the summer, Tim had said, I have a vacation coming up. And you were looking at your work schedule and you needed this day off for your vacation. And it was Ohio State at Wisconsin. But then you've also gone to, I think, every other Wisconsin game.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Ohio State beat Wisconsin 24-10. The Packers lost 24-10. The Packers losing 24-10 is the absolute worst thing that ever happened. The Badgers losing 24-10, maybe not. Let's get some shakeaways from Tim Shea on the Badger game.
You know, they battled tough. You know, it was a good game going into the fourth quarter. They were only down a touchdown. At that point, I thought they were really, 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 really had a chance to win, but Ohio State's just too good. Marvin Harrison's going to look good in a Packer uniform, isn't he?
So that's shakeaway number one.
Marvin Harrison's going to look real good in a Packer uniform.
Okay. What's takeaway number two?
With Sean Clifford throwing to him.
We're done. Get out of here. Leave. Go
home. Takeaway number two. Good job to the students for showing up finally on time. It's about time.
Probably. I saw people complaining about them yet again.
Well, yeah, okay. So they have a tough way of getting in. So if they had put more gates in where they enter, then they would have been all in there by the time kickoff happened.
Okay.
So they were there. It's just, it's literally one gate, one entrance for them to show up. So good for them. I really don't have a number three. Like, I don't know. Like, there wasn't anything like that popped out to me.
I've got one for you. You got to meet Tony in Texas.
Oh, yeah. I guess. Randomly. Oh. Randomly, too.
You guys didn't try to meet up?
No.
Oh, I've got a third shakeaway for you. You have a Badger hat now.
Winter hat.
Okay.
Like, if it's like 60 degrees in 2 weeks, which it very well could be.
Getting snow Tuesday.
Stop that.
We are. Aren't you working the news right now? How do you not know that?
Well, I know we are, but...
Okay.
Not like measurable, okay?
Well, it's going to be there. It's going to exist. It'll be falling from the sky. It's something to say.
And by 10 o'clock, it will all be melted.
But still, we can freak out for the whole week leading up to seeing the trace to 1 inch that we will get.
Whatever.
I think that's fair.
No, it was good to see Tony, actually. He all of a sudden, we were just in a gaggle of people, and he walks by.
Wow.
And I'm like, Tony. He turns around. Then some other guy came up to us and was like, where's Bart?
Bart was at work. Or no, Saturday night, I was home.
This was about 4 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah, but Bart was at work.
Okay.
Bart works, believe it or not. I was tweeting about the Packers. And someone said, I was saying that Jordan Love threw a lot of balls that were dropped.
That weren't or were?
That were dropped.
Mm-hmm. True.
Someone said, it's all about ball placement. Apparently you don't understand that. No wonder you were fired from radio. First of all, to go from, let's talk about the Packers, to an insult like that. And second of all, I was not fired. Our positions were eliminated. There's a difference. I've been fired twice. I was fired from a lifeguard job because I could only take 1 week off. It was a summer job, and they said you can only take up to a week off. And I had a soccer camp, and then we had a family vacation. So once I did the soccer camp, they said you can't work. So because I left, then they said I couldn't work anymore because they need people. But then they fired me, even though there was like a week left in the summer. It was fucking stupid. And then the second thing was I was a waiter on a boat, and I brought a craft of water to the owner of the boat, skipper liner, and there was a dead bug at the bottom of it. Now, I did not fill up this water, but I didn't see it when I delivered it to him, and we were overstaffed anyway, so someone had to go, and I got fired.
Didn't someone also tell you on Twitter this weekend? I remember seeing it, like, something about TV or...
Oh, the WKBT is better without me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you haven't.
I worked there 15 years ago.
I was going to say like 20 years ago, but whatever.
It is very personal. It doesn't need to, but for whatever reason, I invite that and, whatever. I guess those are the things that you have to deal with when you voluntarily go on YouTube after Packer games from your basement.
Oh, so I guess the Big Ten West is out of the question now.
Well, do you have more confidence in the Luke Fickle era?
I do, yeah.
Is Braden Locke your quarterback of the future?
He's going to be a good quarterback.
Wow.
He's going to be a good quarterback. They just got to get the pieces around him.
So if Mordecai is healthy again, do we just say watch the game?
Maybe he transfers again. I don't know.
I think this is his last year, isn't it?
I, I think he's got one more.
Oh, really? I don't know.
I think.
Someone fact check that.
I think he does.
All right. And then our guy, Braylon Allen's hurt.
Yeah. What's going on with him? I haven't heard much about it. He was in a boot at the end of the game. I know that.
Oh, what I wanted to jump on from what you said before is anyone who, honestly, if you have any negative thing to say, like Tim said something, but it was a positive way, and I appreciate you for doing that. If you have anything negative to say about the student section, your life is not serious. You have no real problems in your life. It's so irrelevant and does not matter and affects nothing else. And it shouldn't even affect you. I don't understand why seeing eight rows of bleachers be empty at 11:05 bothers you. It will fill up. It always does. Just fucking relax.
It's just stupid. Takes time. This is probably his last year because he has he started in 2018.
Well, remember COVID year too.
This is his sixth year.
Well, remember you get a year when you get injured. And you get a year if you're on a team that is massively disappointing.
Oh.
And you get a year if you're on a team where you leave and then some guy that nobody knows outplays you against Ohio State. Plays better than you would have.
You know it's starting next week, Mr. Winkler. I know you don't, not the biggest fan of it, but college basketball.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of the Milwaukee Panthers, and we will have an interview with Bart Lundy in these same spaces this week.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. UWM nice. Head coach. Yeah. I got a message in for a great guard, but I didn't get back to me.
Okay. UWM.
Also, I don't.
They're going to be pretty good.
The Badgers?
No, UWM.
UWM could compete for a Horizon League championship. Marquette's top 10 in the country. What are the Badgers going to be?
Andy Katz says he's in their top 10 for most, will be like most surprised team that could make the Final Four this year. I'm dead serious.
Yeah, that was weird. I
didn't right? see
that. Speaking of Final Four, the Badgers have 4 games left in the regular season, Indiana, Northwestern, Nebraska, and Minnesota. I would say those are all must wins. You can't lose to Indiana. They suck. Although they almost beat Penn State. You can't lose to Northwestern because they suck. You can't lose to Nebraska because that would be dumb. And you can't lose to Minnesota because PJ Fleck is having threesomes with the Axe and his wife. So you gotta win. I don't care if you're bad or good or in between. You gotta win all these games.
I read that story about him and his wife and the Axe. So, they need to win the Axe.
But they need to. I want them to beat Nebraska as much as I do Minnesota.
Oh yeah, don't worry, they will. If they went out, they go 9-3. That's not bad considering they went 6-6 last year.
So are we doing Pinstripe Bowl or Duke Mayo Bowl?
No, I could see like a I don't know what it's called now, but like maybe like the Citrus Bowl.
Oh, I think the Las Vegas Bowl like this.
Yeah, well, they just liked everyone coming out to Las Vegas.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that again.
Maybe a Bart Winkler show from the Strip?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Anything else, Tim?
Packers, terrible. Bucks. Yeah.
Well, Bucks will be fine. I think I'll air this after the Bucks Heat game. So let's not have too many opinions on the Bucks and Heat or Bucks in general.
No,
as I'm talking to you in the flesh,
way too early for people to freak out.
I don't think I even freaked out on Sunday. I think it just sucked that the Packers lost, and everybody says, "Well, at least the Bucks got Dame," and then he started like shit. So that sucks. When will I see you again, Tim?
I don't know. We should do a hangout. We should do a hurry up.
Yeah, I think we could. I think there's a lot of momentum for a hurry up. Maybe watch a game, like a Bucks game.
Mm-hmm. I'm down.
Problem is, Tim, I've just been working so much.
Yeah, and I understand that you are going to the Bucks game on Friday.
I will be, yes, with my friend Jeff.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that'll be fun.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, and then going to Pato after. Yeah. So for Friday night at Pato. Mm-hmm. Play some slots. play some video blackjack. Do they still have that up there? I got to check out the second level. They got the new...
amazing.
They got the new bar. Who does that bar? Guns N' Roses? ZZ Top?
No, yeah. It's... whatever.
Who does the bar?
Oh, my God. It's on the tip of my tongue.
AC/DC?
No.
Whose bar is it? Rock and Brews.
Rock and Brews. Rock and Brews.
Yeah, Kiss. But who's what's
Kiss,
the
what? Right?
Kiss?
No, it's
yeah, it is. It's Kiss.
Yeah, it's Kiss.
Yeah, all right. Kiss. All right, Tim. Well, love you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for everyone wishing me good luck on my vacation too. It was a great time.
Okay. Well, this concludes today's Bart Winkler Show. Tim. See you around.
Go Brewers.
What the fuck?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.